Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And hey, I got to tell you, folks, we got so much on the website right now. RightSideRadio.org is our website. If you have not checked it out, I encourage you to do so. Every single day, we're having hundreds of people download podcasts of the show and taking them, listen to them in the car, I guess, sending them to people, re-listening to portions of the show to make sure they heard something. It's just really cool to think that that's what's happening. And it's all because of this audience that we even have that level of activity. But listen, go to rightsideradio.org, no matter what kind of podcasting you do, or you can just start for the first time. And all of it's on there. And Birdman, Copper every single day segments out the show into manageable portions. Birdman then uploads it onto every platform available. I mean, like known to man, it seems like. And he's got it all out there on the website, so you can check it out. Right now, we are looking at, we are just almost at 29,500 downloads. That's up of about 300 from yesterday, so thank you for that. Thank you for that more than you could possibly imagine. I say thank you. RightSideRadio.org, that's us. Troops in contact. It's not a good phrase, by the way. It's not a phrase that anybody wants to hear. So when I say when you're downrange, when troops are in the field, the last phrase any commander wants to hear over the radio as it comes in is troops in contact. Because what you have just been told then is that some of your men and women, some of your folks have just come in contact with the enemy and are under fire. Well, I named this whole section of the Triple Dipper Troops in Contact because it carries, and any of you who are veterans who have served in that capacity, you could probably automatically feel the gravitas in that phrase, troops in contact. Well, they are absolutely in contact. Now, we're hearing things out of Ukraine right now that indicate that the Ukrainian army, which is doing the best it can, is trading blows right now. It's not been a runaway. Now, is it impeding or stopping the Russian advance? Does not appear to be. But they're certainly not throwing up their arms and making it available without, a wholesale fight. We're seeing pictures. You can go online. I went to Twitter this morning, and I just put in the search term Ukraine and began scanning through and seeing what I could find. There's any number of independents and citizens who are posting videos. And I mean, I saw everything from Russian air assault operations to downed helicopters, downed Russian helicopters, destroyed Russian armor, and it's ongoing. I saw one that had two. It said there were two Ukrainian Sukhoi fighters, I believe they were, flying by real quick en route to try and intercept Russians. This is an ongoing fight, and it's a full-scale conventional fight. This is force on force. This is, it's not asymmetric. I mean, it's definitely all around, but it's not truly asymmetric. There are lines, and so this is a fight like we have not truly seen in quite some time. Now, we had Desert Storm, but man, we just steamrolled Desert Storm, and we had, of course, the invasion of Iraq. In the Thunder Run into Baghdad, and that was significant, but it was a Thunder Run, meaning it never really slowed down. This is a slugfest right now, and the Ukrainians are doing the best they can. I'm still taking calls. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866. I got plenty of content, but I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on what's happening right now and how you feel about things that are going on. And I got a call on line 3, Leanne from Huntsville. Hey, Leanne, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you doing?
Hi, very emotional today.
Okay, I understand. What you got?
I hope that as Christians we can pull together for a specific time during the day and all pray. I believe that that's about the only recourse we have right now to help those people.
I think your point is well taken, Leanne. And I think, the God of the angel armies certainly hears those prayers. And there have been any number of times in scripture when that kind of intervention literally brought about a change in some level of, war fighting that people didn't expect. And I agree with it. I agree with you.
And I know that you come on at 2 each day. So maybe as Right Side Ruffians, we could get together spiritually at 1:59 and pray that 1 minute into your program. And perhaps, you know, we can call out to the Lord for protection for these people.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would invite the audience to join Leanne in that. And I would agree with that completely. It's an honor to have this platform, and it's not just so that I can speak opinions. It's so that I can hopefully encourage, and I think that would be a definite encouragement to know that Right Side Ruffians are praying together. And so 1:59, I like it, Leanne, and I'm going to commit to that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's a good call. All right, that's a great call. Leanne, thank you for that. Well, listen, there's a lot of emotion running around this. And by the way, I do know, by the way, that a lot of people are not even clued in. I mean, like I said the other day, it was just night before last, I was with some folks and was talking to one and got asked the question, do you think Putin's going to send his troops into Ukraine? They were already there. I just wanted to go, they're already there. What is wrong with you? But you know what? I recognize that I've got this gig, I'm very news centric and policy oriented and military centric myself, no matter what. It's going to happen. This is my nature. It's been my nature for years. Not everybody's that way. And so, you know, to Leanne's point too, about praying together, part of that is also creating an awareness that folks need to know. When you see the gas prices at the pump, recognize part of that is because the policies that have gone on before this day that have created the environment in which Putin feels emboldened to do the things he's doing, which then have the reverse effect of coming right back to us in terms of hurting our own economy. It's just something else. And folks, listen, I'm not trying to be dire, but what I'm saying is as things continue, it is not going to be an overnight deal. All right. This is not going to end tomorrow unless, you know, there is some, truly miraculous moment, because this is a long haul slugfest. But we do need to be praying for those people in Ukraine. I just this morning, let me see if I can find the text. I believe that Charlene sent it to me from a friend of ours. She did. Let me find that real quick. So literally two. One is our young friend, who is she is originally Ukrainian herself. She was adopted by our friends and is now a beautiful young lady who is thriving here in the United States. She's an adult. She's got a job. She's doing good things. And she was just talking about how she sent a text back to Charlene's inquiry and said, "Thank you, Miss Charlene, praying for strength and peace for the Ukrainian people." She said, "I'm at work right now, but I'm going to keep updating my social media." And she goes, "Hopefully the world will step up." She said a few other things about, you know, understanding politics. And then her parents, who have a ministry in Ukraine still to this day, texted, and their folks are in the Zolotovodi area, which I can't begin to point that on the map for you right now. But they said that most recent update from Zolotovodi is that attacks are in Kivaraj, which is just 39 to 45 minutes away, a town in which we have done lots of ministry. It says at this point, trying to evacuate is not safe. Many that serve on our Ukrainian board, that's the ministry board, have been serving the front lines there since 2014. They've been preparing to be emergency responders, and they're going to stay and do that. That is just something else. I mean, you know, when you see these texts, it puts an entirely different perspective on it. Are the troops in contact? Yes, but there's a true human factor going on right now. And I agree with Leanne. We need to be praying for the people of Ukraine, because they woke up to a changed world today. It was already bad. There were things happening in certain portions of the country, but today there are children hearing bombs going off at their neighborhood. In a peaceful nation. And by the way, Ukraine is not some backwater, all right? I mean, they're not the United States, but their infrastructure is significant. They have nuclear power. They used to have nuclear missiles. They gave those up willingly at the fall of the Soviet Union. They have, you know, large scale infrastructure, good solid roads, an agrarian society. They have a good mix of both technology and agriculture. It is no fooling. Well, Copper, we've got to run to a break, so I need to ask you if you would ask that caller to hold on. I'd love to take his call, but I need to go to the break right now before I run out of time. So let's go ahead and do the break and ask our caller on line four there if he can hang on through it, because I do want to take his call. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up later in the show, at 3:30, we're scheduled to have the Grand Council. Hopefully we can get our buddy Dale Jackson here with us, but Jeff Poore is definitely going to be with us. And then at 4 o'clock, Congressman Barry Moore will be online with us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Still in number one of the Triple Dipper, may not even get out of it. Who knows? Troops in Contact is what I'm calling it. We're talking about the absolute war going on right now in Ukraine. And I'm watching just briefly. I'll go to this caller here in just 1 second. But I just could not help but notice during the break that a man by the name of Alexei Goncharenko, who's a Ukrainian member of parliament, is on the air right now with Neil Cavuto on Fox. And he basically just finished saying he picked up his AK-47 and said, "I'm armed like all the rest of our citizens." He said, "I also know that I'm on a hit list, that the Russian government has a hit list, and I'm probably on it." He said, "But this is my country, and I'm not just fighting for my country." He said, "I'm fighting for the world." Oh, that's an amazing interview. I'll tell you what. Listen, let me go to line four. I appreciate Daniel from Huntsville hanging on during the break. Hey, Daniel, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's up?
The way the media is portraying this, I think it's a cover story for something else that's going on. And the reason why I say that is, one, we know there's bio labs in Ukraine. We also know that Ukraine is the most corrupt country in that area, and it's a pretty much a money-making machine for the deep state, the cabal, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and all those. And I believe Putin is doing strategic mill ops and taking out the deep state in that area. This whole thing of invasion—it's a World War III—is what's being put out there. I think that's a cover for what's really going on with what I just mentioned, and the media is just not covering it. They're not seeing that. They're not doing the research.
Well, you know, one of the things we do know, Daniel, and I'm not sure how far your theory goes, but I do know one thing, and that is that Biden himself bragged that he helped get an investigator an attorney general type figure fired for daring to investigate the company where his son was getting paid millions to be a consultant. The Hunter Biden Ukrainian connection is pretty big, and there's bound to be files in a drawer somewhere in Ukraine that I'm sure Putin would love to get his hands on if he doesn't already.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if that's what he's doing, is going in there and trying to get those files and blackmail Biden and whoever else. We got to remember President Trump had 16 private meetings with Putin and never once had a translator in those private meetings. So I'm beginning to wonder, I'm putting the dots together, if there wasn't some sort of deal that they made, and we're starting to see that unfold.
Well, I don't know that I can go down that road. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like you mass 190,000 troops on someone's border and launch a full scale military invasion just so you can grab certain files. But I do see the value of them getting some things like that. Hey, I got to take another call, Daniel. Thanks for holding on during the break. Ray from Falkville. Hey, Ray, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Copper, hey,
Hey, Ray. Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was just telling Copper, this guy that just called in was telling you about this Ukrainian stuff being a cover for other nefarious stuff that's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, before Putin went in there, he told everybody that he was not going to hurt the people. He said, go in your house and stay in your house till this is over. What he's going to do is, just like that guy just said, he's going to take out the part of their corrupt military that's protecting them people. And it is a cabal. It's not a conspiracy. I have done my homework. And just sounds like the guy just before me has done his homework, too, because we're on the same page. And there's a lot of nefarious stuff going on, and Putin's going in there to take them people out.
Well, I totally agree that there's going to be side missions. I mean, Russian Spetsnaz can go in and find that key file they need, but I think there's a whole lot more to it than just, I'm going to go get that key file so I can take out a cabal.
No, it's
bigger than that.
It's just a file. It's a whole lot of corruption.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, too, he's gaining a whole lot more than that. He's also picking up tons of natural resources. He's picking up a warm water port in the Black Sea. He's picking up a buffer between he and NATO. This is far bigger than just, I'm going to go try and take out the power base, you know, elites in the United States with secret files that are being kept in Ukraine. I think it's bigger than that. Hey, man, I'm about to be up against a break, Ray. Thanks for calling in, bud. Phil Williams on Right Side. We have got plenty more where this came from. But coming up, though, we're going to move to the next segment when we get back from this next break. And I'm glad of it because we need to break this one up just a little bit. But I got the Grand Council coming up with Jeff Poor from 106.5 down on the coast. And we've also got our own Dale Jackson, we hope, because he's rushing back from another broadcast event. And he's going to try and make sure he's on the air with us. But either way, one of my favorite moments every single week is going to be next, the Grand Council, where we ping each other with questions. And I got some questions for them. I want to hear their thoughts on a few things. Like, number one is this. Is it possible that our state legislature, which is in session right now, would be willing to freeze the gas tax that they raised a few years ago? Would they? Because right now you're paying 10 cents more on the dollar in these escalating gas prices. And they could relieve you of some of that, like, immediately if they wanted to pass legislation to freeze it. Will they do it? I don't know. It's going to take us having to press forward and ask them to do it. They're not going to do it on their own, although I have heard that one of the more conservative members of the Alabama State Senate is actually putting together right now a bill to do just that. It's going to take folks like Right Side Ruffians in this audience to call your state senator, your state representative. Call Mac McCutcheon in the House, who lives in Huntsville, and tell him, look, the economy is not going to pick up anytime soon. Gas prices are going to continue to rise until Biden gets his act together. We're asking you to put a freeze on those gas taxes, maybe even relieve us of those for a while. I think that's important. They can do it. You can ask them. You'd be amazed how accessible they are. It's going to be a question that we have to address with them, and they need to do something about it. And they can. All right, coming back with the Grand Council in just a moment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.